there are more than 30 marathons scheduled for the next 2 weeks in the U.S. That includes the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, which commemorates the horrific bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building 18 years ago tomorrow. Of course, Timothy McVeigh behind that devastation, which killed 168, injured more than 800. The commemorations start tomorrow on the anniversary, but the marathon is scheduled for April 28th. More than 20,000 people are expected to run. So how are organizers dealing with this? Carrie Watkins is executive director of the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. And Carrie, I read a quote in which you said, you're not quite sure what's going to happen in light of Boston. So what are you thinking?
Well, our plan is to move forward and to have the race, but we will rely on our local law enforcement and our police chief to give us the nod, yay or nay, as we get closer and watch the intel and see how things develop in Boston.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's a day-by-day situation. I mean, we are absolutely 100% working toward having the race and hosting 25 or so thousand runners in our city. And, you know, we have extended the offer to people who didn't finish Boston to come join us for free and run with us, and we will stand together.
Oh, the quote I read is, "You, as a city, didn't want to preemptively cancel, but also didn't want to irresponsibly go ahead." So it's this fine line you're walking of not folding, but also looking at what maybe you could do for security.
Well, yes, we had a very intense security plan already in place before this, because this event is born out of tragedy. So, as you can imagine, we already had a pretty intense security, and we will beef that up, of course. But we don't want to cave to the terrorists. We've spent 18 years in our city making sure we weren't defined by Timothy McVeigh, but we were defined by our resilience and our strength and our courage. And that same feeling is in our gut today. I mean, as we make those decisions, and it'll be up until race morning where we say, are we going or not? You know, we want to make sure that, as usual, safety is the number one concern. And but there's also so much you can do. And then, you know, as we saw in your city, they weren't planning on this that morning. They would have never held the race. There are risks associated with all public events and outdoor events, and we have to be willing to take those risks or not. And I would say today we're willing to take them.
Can you share any of what new security thinking might be?
I mean, we'll have people you see and people you don't see, but that's always been the plan, and we'll have more of them along the course. We obviously will expect our volunteers to be more vigilant, and as I said to our volunteers yesterday, you know, we probably have gotten lax on a few things that we won't be lax on. There won't be any bags, you know, left lying around the start line or finish line from any of our vendors or volunteers. We've always had clear gear check bags, and we will enforce that probably like never before. And people won't bring their own bags. I mean, they'll either bring the gear check bag or carry your stuff, because a bag that we can't identify would shut down the race.
Yeah. And just one last thought. You begin the commemorations tomorrow, Friday. It's still got to be so raw. And then I'm imagining the events in Boston just tore open any wounds that might have healed.
I would say this week has been a very hard week for people I've seen, for our staff. I mean, just to deal with what we've seen, it doesn't compare to what you guys are going through in Boston, because you're living it and you're breathing it. We've been there. We know that pain, but you know, we're not actually walking through it today. And walking through it is the hardest part. At the same time, you have family members here who are, you know, who lost kids in the daycare or lost kids in part of that building. And then when you see those young faces on TV that were innocently standing at the finish line, you know, it does bring back a lot of the same memories. But by golly, we're not going to be beat by these people who seek to divide us. And I think there's no better image of running hand in hand with people to say we can do this.
That's Carrie Watkins, executive director of the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. Their commemoration of the bombing in that city begins tomorrow. Their memorial marathon takes place Sunday, April 28th. Carrie, best to you through all of this. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Okay, coming up, that man in the cowboy hat. We are awfully glad he was there to save that young bomb victim in the wheelchair. We'll explain. And next, what that young bomb victim is now facing. Words for the new members of the amputee community from a runner already there. That's in 30 seconds here and now.